Today is Mothering Sunday, a day on which we think about God as our Heavenly Parent, one who shelters us under his wings in stormy times, one who leads us on toddler's reins as we start out on the journey of faith, one who sets the boundaries of our lives to keep us safe on the straight and narrow, one who picks us up and helps us to begin again when we fall. And on this day, we think about the church that we call home. And today, as our churches are closed, that's a poignant thought. And finally, it is the day on which we remember our own families. For some of us, this will be a happy thought. But for some in our broken world, these are different, difficult memories and thoughts. As I was reflecting on all of this, I was drawn to Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. Paul was in prison and totally dependent on the kindness of friends for the basic necessities of life, like food and clothes. The Philippians have sent him a care package, and he is writing in response to this, and he says, "So then, my brothers, how dear you are to me, and how I miss you. How happy you make me, and how proud I am of you. This then, dear brothers, is how you should stand firm in your life in the Lord. Euodia and Syntyche, please, I beg you, try to agree as sisters in the Lord. And you too, my faithful partner, I want you to help these women, for they have worked hard with me to spread the gospel, together with Clement and all my other fellow workers, whose names are in God's Book of the Living. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude towards everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my brothers, fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honourable. Put into practice what you learnt and received from me, both from my words and from my actions. And the God who gives us peace will be with you. Amen." Those words, as I read them, took on a new meaning. For some of us today, especially those living on their own, social distancing feels like imprisonment. And they are especially in our prayers. But for all of us, these are strange times. And we have to find a way to live in them with joy and with rejoicing. So I want to end with Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. God made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. and his faithfulness to all generations.